So I got back there, and they asked me again if I was coming back. I said, no, I'm not coming back this time. You know, I'd had enough. They were nice, there was nothing wrong with it. I just thought I'd like to go back on the English ship for a change. These guys were nice, no, no problem.
But you were the only Englishman on...
No. Every ship had guns on.
Right.
This ship didn't have many guns on. It had a gun on the stern, which was a 4-inch Japanese gun from World War I. That gun had 4-inch shells, but to make it fire, you had to put a bag of gunpowder in behind it, close it up, light it up. You know, that's the way some shells were fired. Mm. They were not contained like they are today.
Yeah.
Even the big 16-inch guns years ago had to have bags in there. Mm. I don't know what they do now. Maybe the same way, I don't know. Mm. Do you know?
I'm not sure.
No. Anyway, we never fired them. But we did have the Oricans or Sisha. That was the only machine gun I saw on ships during the war. Most ships had at least 4. Some ships had 6.
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember now. I think we only had 4 on the bridge. And the 4-inch Japanese gun. So we had a small gun crew of a couple of Royal Navy seamen and a couple of Army men and a couple of Dutchmen who were Army and were sailing, acting as a gunner. But when things were, when we're in port, you didn't need guns. The Dutch authority asked everybody if they would like to work on the ship, fix it up, paint all that. So they employed everybody and paid them extra pay. Navy men, Army men, they would pay them for the day for working for the ship.
Yeah.
You know they would do that.
Right.
Because it was good fun.
Sure.
So that's what we did there. That was the answer to your questions. That's all there is about the English.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a couple of them. But as far as the crew, I was the only one.
I see.
Yeah.
So what was your next
ship? One, I went back home, and they asked me, you want to go on a tanker?
Yeah.
I said, okay, I'll try it. So I got friendly with a guy on the train going to it. So I don't know where it was now. If the pool called you, don't necessarily have to have a ship there. It could be in the next port, and they give you a train ticket to get there. So I went down and met a guy in there, not from my hometown, but locally. We spoke differently. That far apart, no, maybe 8 miles, we both spoke different kind of English.
Right.
But he was a great guy. The only thing is he smoked. I didn't, never have. So we went together on that. Turned out to be a German tanker that had been captured. And we were going to be the crew on there. Mm-hmm. So they sent us to the Persian Gulf. The war at this time had ended. I left out the ship. So we went to the Persian Gulf and we went to Karachi with a load of oil from Abadan.
So this was what, 45, 46?
Oh, before 46.
Okay.
I'd say, yeah, in the end of 45 roughly. Yeah.